Hi, this is James, and welcome to a new episode of DUMQ.
DUMQ is a podcast where we discuss enterprise messaging and interview IBM MQ experts to share their insights and knowledge on the vital role of message queuing in today's world.
Today we have Callum Jackson, an integration solution architect for IBM MQ. Hi Callum, thanks for joining us again. Before we dive into IBM MQ, what does DevOps actually mean?
Yeah, so as the kind of name suggests, it's kind of a mixture of both the software development process, that's where the dev comes from, and the ops side is more of the operational side. And so historically, if we look kind of back at how companies used to develop and then run software, there used to be quite often two separate isolated groups in an organization. One being the software development organization, who did the coding of that software, and the others being the operational side, who would actually be responsible for running that software in production environments, etc. And there used to be really a bit of an old problem, and it's kind of two sides of a problem. One is the software development team would squirrel themselves away for a couple of years, potentially developing something new and great in their minds. And then they would kind of almost throw it over the wall, or it was perceived they might be throwing it over the wall once it was ready to the operations team for them to run. And that created some problems around divisions between teams, as you kind of could imagine. So what DevOps then tries to do is to try to resolve some of that. And one of the core focus points of DevOps is all around continuous delivery. The idea that we have a rapid release cycle, which instead of being measured in years as it was before, it's really measured in those weeks or months instead. And then also the other really important thing about DevOps is this idea of cross-functional tool chains. And it's deliberately tool chains instead of a single tool chain. But it includes the whole cycle. And different people sometimes refer to it in different things, but ultimately it's the entire cycle from software development into IT ops. So it includes coding, building the artifacts, testing the artifacts, releasing those out, deployment of those, the operations of operating that in production, to monitoring the situation, back to planning for what will be coded next time. And it's a continuous cycle. And each part of that cycle may have different tooling around there, but each of those tools should join together to create this tool chain so that someone builds the code, it then automatically gets built, it gets tested, it gets released, it gets deployed, it can be managed from an operations point of view, can be monitored, and get feedback on how that's been used. So it's really an end-to-end scenario.
For people who may not have heard about DevOps before, they may be under the impression that it is a new concept. Is this the case?
No, so many of the kind of core concepts of DevOps have been with us for a number of years. I often think that DevOps, a lot of the concepts originated actually from the Agile Manifesto, which was actually created back in 2001. So that's like over 20 years ago. Now, clearly things have evolved. We've introduced new practices. But a number of those kind of core principles, which were originally kind of outlined in that Agile Manifesto, really have carried through to the DevOps principles as well. So, no, it's not really new, but there are new aspects to it, obviously, and it's obviously had a new level of energy associated with it as people have looked towards doing cloud-native deployments, another buzzword that's kind of been introduced.
Would you say that DevOps is only for applications? And how does it apply to MQ?
Yeah, so often people kind of think DevOps, this relates to just my application logic. I build my application in whatever is my preferred programming language. And ultimately, well, MQ is a capability which I use within my application, but it's not something I need to worry about in my kind of DevOps process. And for people who kind of think that way, ultimately, they're not going to realize the true benefits that DevOps actually has. And the reason for that is if you don't consider what your application needs, then you can't automate that entire process. You can't have that end-to-end cross-functional tool chain that I was mentioning before. So kind of related to DevOps, there's been a kind of drive with this concept of infrastructure as code. The idea that you can actually write down what you want your dependencies like MQ to look like. For instance, I would like to deploy at MQ as a queue manager, and I would like to have these queues and topics available to that. And I should be able to then check that capability in as if it was any other code. And it kind of declaratively defines what I want to be deployed out. And then as part of this DevOps toolchain, I would take that description and I would actually have that automatically provisioned out. And that's the key bit when people start thinking about MQ and DevOps. It's more about how can I automate the deployment of that queue manager and the creation of that configuration, that MQSE often configuration, which is deployed onto that queue manager.
I was just wondering if you had a quick example on hand of what this might actually look like in practice?
Yeah, sure. And actually, I created an example of this actually a few years ago within a Red Book, where we create a very small piece of code. We check that into a GitHub repo, and then we have a Jenkins process which is monitoring that GitHub repo. Any changes to that GitHub repo, Jenkins process then kicks off, and it automatically deploys MQ and a queue manager with the MQSE which is stored within that GitHub. If any changes then happen, it destroys the previous deployment, deploys out a new deployment of that. And that at the very simple core kind of illustrates how it could be done. Now, I was mentioning GitHub, I was mentioning Jenkins. You can use whatever you want. There isn't any requirement to use a particular tool. There are a huge number of tools which are available out there. And that's actually one of the beauties of MQ, is it's very agnostic to what tools you want to use. You can more or less use any of these kind of industry standard tools around DevOps to kind of automate that process and that automation of that.
So just building on that, what are the benefits that customers can get from this?
Yeah, it's great that there's new buzzwords, but we have to focus really on what the benefits are that you're going to realize from adopting this. And this really kind of falls into kind of six categories. The first, and sometimes the most important, is actually around the governance and the controls that you can that you can put in place by adopting a DevOps process. Because you're developing a process and it's an automated process, you can put checks and balances in place. So for an MQ point of view, this could be as simple as saying everyone is going to use TLS, and that will be configured on every channel. And you can govern that and make sure that everyone adheres to that, and as a kind of point of enforcement within your organization. Similar, as a kind of secondary point, is avoiding configuration drift. If you automate the whole process, then you need to be able to can re-provision out your entire environment. Quite commonly, people will go into a running queue manager and just make changes to that running queue manager. They might add a queue or change a property or change a queue depth. The idea around DevOps is to remove the need to make that change on that queue manager at all. And instead, you'll just automate the redeployment of that. And it will redeploy so quick, it becomes almost transparent and the need to concern. Now, there are some considerations, and I do deliberately simplify just for the illustration. So there are considerations there, especially on a stateful runtime such as MQ. But it is true that if you move towards this DevOps-centric view, then you, in essence, avoid the idea of not knowing the configuration to recreate your queue manager, because you always need to have that. The third aspect is about freedom and confidence to actually restart and redeploy things. Now, it might seem odd because but a number of people are very nervous about restarting IBM MQ. And the reason for that is IBM MQ is so stable. It has been probably sat there running happily for years, and you just never touch it. But MQ can restart incredibly quickly. And as soon as you adopt a DevOps pipeline style, you will continuously be doing these restarts. That then frees you up from having to actually worry as much about this concept of a restart. It then makes you be able to realize that I could just update my queue manager very easily as if I'm just restarting it another time. So it just frees you up in the way in which you're working to actually consider these everyday events. The fourth is about empowerment of development teams. And once you've got this pipeline, you don't need an expensive operations team to continuously do the deployments of IBM MQ. You can get the development teams to use the pipeline to actually complete that deployment. And the benefit to the development team is they can do it themselves, or they feel they're doing it themselves. Even if all the automation was created by a central team, they can do it on demand and do it immediately. And because they're able to do it immediately and do it automatically, there's a lower total cost of ownership. You no longer need to have expensive resources doing this manually. You can automate that and realize that total cost of ownership. And finally, faster development as part of that process. Because the development teams can do this themselves, because there isn't maybe exchange of documents and communication, everything just rolls at that little bit faster. So actually getting your application out to market happens faster, means that you can actually get a number of benefits from that.
Callum, the benefits you've described sound extremely useful and practical. Do you have any examples of customers who are using these?
Yeah, most definitely. And back to the original point, nothing that we kind of discussed is necessarily new. These concepts have been around for a long time. It's simply a discipline that you've got to decide that you want to adopt. We have a number of customers, but one that often jumps into my mind is a customer that started this journey probably about 4 years ago now. And they were manually deploying queue managers out into the infrastructure. And it took them about 3 months from the request being received to that queue manager being available. They've now got that down to deploying that out in 3 minutes instead of 3 months. Now, just think about the magnitude of that saving. It's order of magnitudes different now. But it also means they have the freedom to actually do things completely differently. The nervousness that a development team used to have, that it was going to take 3 months to create an environment, now disappears when they know they can stand one up in 3 minutes. So it completely changes the way in which they ultimately can work. And again, another plug for this red book that I wrote a couple of years ago, that has an example also that people can just very simply replicate themselves to get an idea of those capabilities.
Cal, one question I've been sat on and wondering is this only for customers that are adopting containers in a cloud-native approach?
So often people join these things together and say DevOps, containers, cloud-native, these are all together and you can only use these. That isn't the case. DevOps as an approach and the idea of infrastructure as code can be used equally on virtual machines as it can do on containers. You can even do it on more or less any environment that you want, especially with IBM MQ, which is very easy to script and automate regardless of the environment. So although it is quite often viewed because people do it at the same time as adopting containers and a wider cloud native approach, there is no need to think about these things as only being applicable there. You can really adopt this infrastructure as a service and DevOps approach, regardless of actually where you're deploying that out into.
Callum, thank you very much for taking the time to talk about DevOps within MQ. Myself and the listeners very much appreciate it, and we hope to have you on again once more.
Thanks, James. More than welcome anytime.
Thank you for listening, and look out for more podcasts on our website, dumq.com. Feel free to have a listen to more of our podcasts on our website, and we hope to have you as a listener again soon.